Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1606. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rav Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Rufua Shalema Sara Bas Fegaliba. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Muksa, Machmas Chasar and Kis, going through various different examples, very interesting examples. Sefer Klalim, branching out to others from also. So the Sefer Klalim brings down an interesting case. Let's say there's a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, obviously it's not Muksa, but Sefer Torah, but it has to be fixed. It's puzzle, right? And it can be used, and it has to be fixed, and it's set aside. So what status would that have? An interesting case. It's not so negay lemaisa to most people, but it does come up. So he does say that those who want to say taka that it would be aser, possibly muksa machmas chasar and kis, like our category, because of the fact that you have it set aside in the place, right? You're kavua mokin for it. It's very expensive. You don't want anything happening for it, so it could be muksa machmas chasar and kis. Others say no. Just going through the machlekes, we have some ideas in the Indian. Some knowledge and branching out from there. Yes, others say that it's fine. Why? You're allowed to be moving around. Why? Because you can learn from it. That kedin shemalachta lehetu will be kli. I'm sorry, kedin kli shemalachta lehetu kevish aroy lil moed boy, because lemaisi you could learn from it. So since you could learn from it, so why would it be muksa? It's possible. So it's possible. You can still learn from it. V'chein havi kli shemalachta leiser. Because when you have both Isra and Heter, the Isra part would be obviously has to be fixed. Whatever, when you have Kli, Isra and Heter, so then we go after we go after the Rav Tashmisha, if I remember correctly, Mishabru, but we have to get into that and talk about that. What it's usually used for. Okay, but be it as it may, we don't want to get off on a tangent too much. Bottom line is, there's various different ways of looking at it. Then he brings down the others want to say if taki, even though you could learn from it, but if somebody's bechlal not going to move it, then they won't learn from it because people don't take out a puzzle or say for Torah and start learning from it. So there are, could be possibly it is muksa machmas chasar and kis. So be it as may, if the situation does arrive, obviously one should ask. There are various different ways of looking at it. If a say for Torah that's puzzle does have to be, moved on Shabbos. So again, I just want to make it clear, sometimes it comes up on Simchas Torah also when moving things around, whatever the case is, but we're not saying yes or no, it's just everybody should ask, and depending on what the situation, what the case is, what, Simchas Torah Shabbos would be different also, L'chaira, again, if the situation does come up, one should definitely, ask before they do anything with a Sefer Torah that is being weighed, is put on the side, let's say. Let's put it like that. That's put on the side to be fixed. Okay, let me say that's found in the Sefer Klalim, page Samach Ches and Samach Tes. A lot of these things which we're talking about in general are machlekes, and depending on the case, on the situation, sometimes it'll change. That halacha changes a little bit. In other words, how to work with it, how to use it. So that's why sometimes it's not so much straight up, but you have to know it's not so much the category that it falls into as far as muksa, but sometimes we want to know what is the case, like what are we looking at? So, what's the situation that we have to deal with? And then we go from there. So there's two different things. You look at the halacha itself, and then we have to see what the situation is and plug the halacha is into that situation. In other words, the halachic situation in conjunction with the halacha on that item. Okay, so now just getting back to, we said we want to just finish off discussing a reference to the tzitzis. So it's very interesting. Sefer Klalim brings down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. There are others also, whatever, but straight up from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Perek Chaf, Ois Chaf Beis. Perek Chaf, he talks about Muksa, a lot of various different examples. We're trying to go through some of them also in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. And so he brings down the Lamaisa reference to the tzitzis. So you have these strings of the tzitzis, the chutim from the tzitzis that are not, he says like, just to read the lashon from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, so he says, and chaf beis, ois, like number four, whatever. He says like this, threads of tzitzis which have not yet been attached to a garment are muksa machmas chasar and kis. So says the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, like we said. But now, however, a case which comes up, so could come up quite often, right? Somebody tore their tzitzis. They get, it got stuck, it got torn. What do you do with that piece of tzitzis? The little chut, the little thread, the little half piece that got torn off, is that muksa? How do we look at that? However, tzitzis which have been torn and unfit to be used as such are not muksa. So tzitzis which have been torn and unfit are not muksa, provided that they were not before Shabbos commenced. In other words, it happened on Shabbos. Before Shabbos started, they were put away in a special place used for disposing of disgust. However, that's worked with tzitzis as far as geniza, not geniza, putting in the shemis. We're not getting into that at all. Those are totally different halachas. If that was the case, yeah, so that would be different. That could be different. In other words, he's saying over here that they were not, it happened on Shabbos. If before Shabbos it happened, then they put it away before Shabbos for whatever they want to do to put it into the Gedneez and the Shemus or however it has to be done the right way halachically. So then that would be different because then you're setting it aside before Shabbos. So now, an interesting thing, he says, if somebody's a lot of times during the week, let's say the tzitzis tore, sometimes you'll see, I've seen in the past, in a sefer, they put that piece of tzitzis as a bookmark. They use it like as a bookmark, that string. So he says, if one is accustomed to making some permitted use of these strings, the tzitzis, when they tear, let's say during the week, it got caught, it tore, which I do. So in the meantime, till I do what I have to do with it, so I'll use it as a bookmark, let's say during the week. So he said, you could do that on Shabbos also. If one is accustomed, says the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, if one is accustomed to making some permitted use of these tzitzis when they tore, in other words, that piece that tore off, right, for instance, as a bookmark, so that would be okay. So that's what he says, in such a case, it would be allowed to be moved. So that's an interesting thing. But again, it happened on Shabbos, and it's and something whereby somebody usually sometimes uses it for in a bakavadik away for putting a sefer or whatever the case might be. Fine. So that's how he brings it down. We'll end over here. But again, the regular tzitzis that weren't made yet, that's muksa. And again, if the tzitzis tore and they were put away before Shabbos in a special place, muksa. But if it tore on Shabbos itself and one is accustomed to use it in bakavadik away, so then that little string, the rest of the tzitzis also, but the little string would be fine too. It would not be muksa, that little piece. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.